As you seek to serve God, the enemies of God will try to discredit, distract, and destroy you. Today on the Wisdom Journey, we'll learn that we can never rest on our past success or let our guards down.
On our Wisdom Journey today, as we sail from chapters 21 through 25 of the book of Numbers, we're going to see some impressive military victories for this new generation of Israelites. Standing between them and the land of Canaan, the promised land, are all these hostile nations known as the Amorites and the Moabites. Now, the Israelites aren't looking to pick a fight with these nations. They just want to pass through their territory along the way. And we're told here in verse 21, Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let me pass through your land." Sihon answers this peaceful request by getting his army ready to fight. But verse 24 records, Israel defeated Sihon with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land. Then from farther north in Bashan comes a king by the name of Og. Even his name sounds menacing, doesn't it? Well, Og, this wicked king, comes out to fight the Israelites. But in verse 35, we read again, Israel defeated him and his sons and all his people. So with that, Israel now has control of much of the land east of the Jordan River. But this really isn't any time to bask in their victories and, you know, hand out plastic trophies. They need to stay on the alert because watching all of this are the Moabites. Well, here in chapter 22, we're now in verse 2, we read this. Balak, that's Moab's king, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was overcome with fear of the people of Israel. Now, let me tell you, Balak could have begged God for forgiveness. He could have left the people of Israel alone. Instead, you know, he gets his allies, the Midianites, and goes after, a well-known pagan prophet. He's going to get the help of a practitioner of the dark arts, a man dabbling in the occult, and his name is Balaam. Balak sends a wagon load of money to Balaam along with messengers to tell him here in verse 6, "Come and curse this people for me, the Israelites, since they are too mighty for me." In other words, he wants Balaam to use his demonic power to put a curse on Israel. Now, beloved, this doesn't mean some voodoo practitioner can put some kind of curse on you or, you know, something you own, ruin your life, exercising some kind of secret power over you. The powers of darkness are real, but they're on a leash. They can do nothing apart from God's permission. Remember, the Bible tells us, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world," 1 John 4, verse 4. Now, Balaam is smart. He's smart enough to know that Israel belongs to the true and living God. So Balaam actually asks God for his direction. And we're not told how God communicated with Balaam. We're just told that Balaam gets the message. You know, there's no need to try and put a curse on Israel. You can put your little voodoo doll away. God says, in fact, to him here in verse 12, "You shall not go with them," the Moabites. "You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." So Balaam, probably begrudgingly, refuses that cartload of money and sends it all back. But Balak isn't going to give up that easily. So he sort of sweetens the pot, and he effectively sends Balaam, this time, a blank check. He says, "Look, you name the price, and I'll pay it." Now, this time, the Lord tells Balaam here in verse 20, "Go with them, but only do what I tell you." Now, we know from other passages that Balaam is secretly motivated by money. Other passages tell us the Lord is going to be angered by Balaam's greed over in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. So the Lord sends Balaam this warning, and it's delivered in a rather unusual way, to say the least. Verse 22, the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as Balaam's adversary. Now he was riding on a donkey. Now Balaam can't see this angel, but verse 23 tells us that the donkey sees the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. So the donkey tries to avoid the angel, but every time he moves, you know, to the right or to the left, Balaam, you know, smacks the donkey with a stick. And finally, the terrified donkey just lies down in the middle of the road. God then gives the donkey, miraculously, the ability to talk. And in verse 28, the donkey says to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you've struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you've made a fool of me." Balaam is actually arguing with the donkey without realizing, hey, wait, this donkey is talking to me. I think Balaam's head was thicker than this donkey's. Verse 31 says, "Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and Balaam fell on his face." So the Lord repeats the message here in verse 35, "Go with the men, but speak only the word that I tell you." And let me tell you, that message seems to have gotten through, because when he comes to Balak in verse 38, Balaam says, "The word that God puts in my mouth, that must I speak." God has already performed a miracle to get his attention through that donkey. He's going to be as smart as that donkey was, and he's only going to say what God puts in his mouth. Now, here in chapters 23 and 24, Balaam is taken to three different locations by this Moabite king. He's trying everything he can to get Balaam to curse Israel. But every time, Balaam refuses and instead speaks words of blessing that God has placed in his mouth. In fact, God will use Balaam to offer some amazing truths about God's chosen people, Israel. For instance, here in chapter 23 and verse 19, Balaam says, "God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind." Most amazing is the statement he makes here in chapter 24. He's going to prophesy actually of a coming Savior. He says here in verse 17, "A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." In other words, the king, as indicated by a royal scepter, will one day rise from the sons of Jacob, from this nation Israel. So God uses a donkey and a false prophet who's just as thick-headed to communicate this glorious message. The tragedy is that while Balaam is unable to curse Israel, he will introduce Balak to another strategy to defeat God's chosen people, and this will end up becoming more successful than any kind of hocus-pocus, phony, voodoo curse. In fact, chapter 25 opens with that strategy. "The people began to whore with the daughters of Moab. These invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods." This means that some of the Israelite men begin immoral relationships with the women of Moab. They begin to accept their invitation to engage in their idolatrous feasts and worship. Numbers chapter 31, verse 16 reveals that this is all instigated by Balaam. In fact, we're going to read over in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14 that Balaam put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. Israel's rebellion is so severe here. We're told in Numbers chapter 25 that God orders the execution of these immoral men, and he sends a plague among the people to bring them to repentance. Well, there's a lasting lesson here. Our study began back in chapter 21 with obedience and victory. But by the time you reach chapter 25 here, well, it's a different story. It's one of disobedience and defeat. This is a warning to every believer today. The devil is relentless. When one strategy fails, he's going to try another. We have to make sure we're walking with God each and every day. Well, until next time, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
If you're new to our wisdom journey through God's Word, welcome. Stephen Davey is taking us through the Bible, all 66 books, with a new lesson each weekday. The journey will take 3 years to complete. Of course, when we're done, we'll start over again at the beginning so people can jump in anytime. The Wisdom Journey is a ministry of Wisdom International. Learn more about us at wisdomonline.org.